This is the fifth class in the series on Unlocking the Agadah, the Lives and Legacies of the Sages. These weeks, the Parsha de Shavua, the various Torah portions that we have been studying, have one theme amongst many themes that run throughout all of the Parshiot, teaching us about the lives, the history, the challenges, the struggles of the Avot and the Imahot, the four mothers, the forefathers. One particular challenge that strikes all of us when we read the stories is the challenge of infertility. The Talmud in Masechet Yevamot on Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph 64a teaches the following. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, a problem that bothered sages throughout the generations. Mipnei ma hayu avotenu akuri. Why were our foremothers, forefathers, unable to conceive, to have children, as we see by Abraham and Sarah, as we see by others, their children and their grandchildren had trouble conceiving and having children? And the Talmud answers a very interesting, striking concept. Mipnei, says Rabbi Yitzchak, in order, Shekadosh Baruch Hu mitaveh litfilatan shel tzadikim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the prayers of the righteous. In other words, what we're being told when we read of the infertility, the struggle with having children, of the Avot, the Imahot, is that God, in a quiet way, removed the ability for these people, these individuals, to have children, suspended their biological ability to conceive in order for them to pray, in order for them to search for God, to beseech God, to ask Hashem for assistance and help. Mipnei Shekadosh Baruch Hu mitaveh. It's God who wants the relationship. The first lesson in the challenge and struggles of the Avot is that God is searching for man. God is searching and seeking and desiring, mitaveh, from the word ta'ava, a desire and urge, a desire for connection, for relationship. And so He gives us struggles. He gives our ancestors hardship, and that hardship can be transformed and translated into a dynamic and close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara goes on and teaches Amar Rabbi Yitzchak a further statement, Lama nimshela tfilatan shel tzadikim ki'atar. To what? Why? Do the Chazal, as we're going to read in a moment, a different midrash that this is based on, why do they compare the prayers of the righteous to a shovel, an atar? Answers Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma atar ze mehapecha tfu'a mimakom l'makom, just as a shovel can overturn tfu'a, any kind of wheat or crops that are on the ground of the field, from place to place, the atar has the ability to move them around. Kach tfilatan shel tzadikim mehapechet midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, the prayers of the righteous have the ability to overturn the attributes, the characteristics of God, mimidat ragzanut limidat rachmanut, from a attribute of harshness, stubbornness perhaps, to a midah, to a attribute of mercy. Somehow the prayers of the Avot, as we're going to read in a moment about Yitzchak, the prayers of the Avot were able to overturn decrees, in the same way that a shovel turns and overturns the crops in the field. This idea of an atar is based on a midrash in Bereshit Rabbah, which reads as follows. When Yitzchak prays on behalf of his wife for the struggle that they were going through to have a child, the pasuk says, Ve'yater Yitzchak la'Hashem le'nochach ishto. And Yitzchak prayed atar to God concerning his wife. So the Midrash brings two opinions to translate what the word atar means. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakesh. Rabbi Yochanan teaches, Sheshafach tfilot be'osher. Rabbi Yochanan, the word atar, which we translated before as a shovel, Rabbi Yochanan is taking to mean abundance, richness, osher, which is the Aramaic form. The Aramaic form of osher is atar, that word. So in essence, what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us is that Yitzchak poured out his prayers in abundance, be'osher, with richness. It was a lengthy prayer. And this is one interpretation of Ve'eter Yitzchak l'Hashem anochach ishto, that Yitzchak prayed a lengthy prayer on behalf of his wife. Reish Lakesh in the second line of the Midrash defined atar differently. Shehipech et agzera ulefum kein karyan le atara de apech idra. Says Reish Lakesh, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakesh, that atar, vayater Yitzchak, this word means that Yitzchak was able to overturn in the same way that a shovel can overturn, can flip the crops onto their backside or their front side. Through his prayer, Yitzchak was able to overturn God's decree that his wife should be barren and should be unable to conceive and have a child. So we find here different explanations of the prayer of Yitzchak. There's a few messages and lessons to be taken. One is this a recommendation for the proper form of prayer? So one could say Yitzchak was a forefather. He's going to be a role model for what it means to be a religious person. On the other hand, the Torah is using a very specific word, vayeter, that he was praying in a certain way. It's unusual. So maybe there are different forms of prayer. Why on this occasion, for his wife Rivka, does the Torah give a title, a word, a phrase, description that gives rise to abundant prayer, as Rabbi Yochanan, the first opinion of the Midrash, explained? We can think in another context in the Torah where the sister of Moshe, Miriam, contracts tzarad as a punishment for speaking Lashon Hara about her brother. And it says over there that Moshe prayed on behalf of his sister, Kel na Rafa na La, merciful God, please cure her. A 5-word prayer. So we see that there are different lengths of prayer on behalf of others. Perhaps the point of the Midrash is that there's many types of prayer. And why Yitzchak chose to pour out his soul and his heart and soul and in his prayer in a very lengthy way, be'osher, as Rabbi Yochanan said, is connected to the particular personal relationship Yitzchak has with Hashem, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And each prayer, each person is going to pray depending on the circumstances of their life. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that in this circumstance, he prayed a lengthy prayer. So prayer is called atira, according to Reish Lakesh, a second opinion, because it overturns. It overturns something that was decreed in heaven that should not have happened in reality. Should not have been able to happen in reality. The barrenness of Sarah, the barrenness of Rivka, and the Midrash is assuming that these holy women, they were totally physically, biologically unable to have children at all. So the Midrash says in a different place, when the Torah says that she was barren, referring to Rivka, she didn't even have a womb. She didn't even have the makeup to be able to have a child. So the prayer of Yitzhak is not just to have something that he doesn't have, but to overturn nature. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Ezra Bick, in an article on this midrash, points out that the verb vayetar, which is on Yitzhak's prayer, is answered by the verb vayeater, which teaches us that God accepted his prayer. It's the passive form of the same verb. So vayeater means that Yitzhak overturned. Then vayeater means that God was overturned. As he writes, prayer is not magic. But what Chazal wished to teach us, to assert and to emphasize, is that something real does change in prayer, and that it's never too late for prayer to have an impact. So what we might take from this entire story and this entire theme, really in the book of Bereishit, is that the challenges and the struggles that we're given in life are there to inspire us, to encourage us, to reach out to God, to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misaveh letfilatan shel tzadikim. A similar note on this is from the beginning of creation, where there was no one to work the land, the Torah says. And Rashi writes on the spot, because man had not prayed yet. So God built into the fabric of creation that the ground shouldn't grow and blossom without a human being reacting and seeing that there's a challenge and a struggle in front of them, and reacting in a reaching out in a prayer to God to be listened to. And the challenges and the struggles of the mothers, the holy women, Sarah, Rivka, these are real things, these are real life issues, these are real challenges. Kadosh Baruch Hu misavel tzvilatan shel tzadikim. You should never forget it. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a relationship. He wants, and God willing, we see people, we see modern medicine, we see people, these tefillot are answered. We see people are able to go through these experiences, and they are listened to. And we hope that every person should, their tefillot should be answered in this sense. And we also are gaining from here that our prayers should never be seen as not being able to make a difference. Vayeter Yitzchak, l'nochach ishto. Yitzchak was able to not just overturn a reality of not being able to have a child. His wife couldn't, biologically, she couldn't have a child. So it wasn't just that God was withholding it and waiting for his tefillah. It was that the tefillah itself overturned an impossibility. The power of tefillah, the power of prayer. Take the message. Kadosh Baruch Hu misaveh letfilatan shel tzadikim. We should never underestimate the power of our prayers.